The call went to the white van parked a mile and a half from Trumbull. When Argro pressed the send button on his fancy little gadget, a receiver in the van was activated.
Yes, Argro.
Chevy 1 here. Go ahead, said a technician.
I'm near the Three Stooges, going through the motions, supposedly making calls to friends on the outside to verify the existence of their account offshore. So far, things are progressing even faster than I'd hoped.
Sounds like it.
Roger. I'll check in later.
He pushed the end button, but kept the phone at his head and appeared to be deep in conversation. He sat on the edge of the table, then he walked around some, glancing occasionally at the brethren and beyond. 20 minutes passed, and things became dull as usual. While Argro worked the phones, the judges killed time, waiting at first, then returning to more pressing business. Argro fiddled with the phone long enough to convince his three new friends he'd pulled strings all through the dark and murky world of offshore banking. 2 hours of pacing and mumbling and holding the phone to his head like a frantic stockbroker, and he finally came out of the room.
Good news, gentlemen, he said with a tired smile.
It's still there.
Then came the great question. The one they'd been planning, the one that would verify whether Argro was a fraud or a player.
How much? Asked Spicer.
$190,000 in small change, he said. And they exhaled in unison. Spicer smiled. Beach looked away. Yarber looked at Argro with a quizzical frown, but a rather pleasant one.
He didn't steal it, Beach mumbled.
And they shared a pleasant memory of their dead lawyer, who suddenly was not the devil they had made him out to be.
I wonder why not, Spicer mused almost to himself.
Well, it's still there, Argro said. That's a lot of legal work. It certainly appeared to be, and since none of the three could think of a quick fib, they just let it pass. I suggest you move it, if you don't mind my saying so, Argro said. If the money were mine, I'd move it to Panama immediately. It takes less than a day, and you won't have to worry about it.
And put the money to work. Put it with a fund manager. Let it earn 15% or 20%. You're not going to be using it anytime soon.
That's what you think, pal, they thought.
But he made perfect sense. And I assume you can move it, Yarber said.
Of course I can. Do you doubt me now? All three shook their heads.
No, sir. They did not doubt him.
I have some nice contacts in Panama. Think about it. Argro glanced at his watch as if he had lost interest in their account and had 100 pressing matters elsewhere. A punchline was coming, and he didn't want to push.
We've thought about it, Spicer said. Let's move it now.
He looked at three sets of eyes, all looking back at him. There's a fee involved, he said, like a seasoned money launderer.
What kind of fee? Spicer asked.
10% for the transfer.
Who gets a 10%?
I do. That's rather steep, said Beach. It's a sliding scale. Anything under $1 million pays 10%. Anything over $100 million pays 1%. It's pretty common in the business. And it's exactly the reason I'm wearing an olive prison shirt and not a $1,000 suit.
That's pretty sleazy, said Spicer, the man who'd skimmed bingo profits from a charity.
Let's not preach, okay? We're talking about a small cut from money that's already tainted, both here and there. Take it or leave it. Argo's tone was aloof, an icy veteran who'd cut much larger deals. It was only $19,000, and this from a stash they'd been certain was gone. And besides, they were confident of greener pastures just around the corner. The loot in the Bahamas was pocket change.